Agriculture Department managers are concerned about potential loss of knowledge. Large numbers of scientists are approaching retirement age. At the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, the issue is the ability to identify insect pests. APHIS has launched an online bug ID tool to help new employees, or anyone for that matter. Dr. Terrence Walters is the ID Technology Program Coordinator at APHIS. He explains how the agency is helping.
USDA is facing a significant challenge, and that is that many of our researchers, as well as other experts, are retiring on us. So the whole idea behind USDA's ID tools is to try to capture this expert knowledge before these individuals retire on us. So my team is actually coding this valuable human knowledge right into our pest identification software. And we're making these results from the software available in a user-friendly online format that is available anytime and anywhere. And that way, anyone can continue to benefit from this knowledge long after our experts retire.
Can I just ask you a question in terms of background, in terms of the retirement? Is it that the USDA is hiring less people with the expertise, or simply that there are less people with the expertise that you need nowadays?
Good question. There is less available expertise out there.
All right, and so this is one little step that can help people gain the knowledge that they need.
And to make the transition, as hopefully future experts come into the picture, that they'll have the historical expert knowledge to bring into their positions.
All right, so this particular tool concerns insects, correct? And so how does it work? What does it do?
Well, I would like to say we deal with insects and diseases and other non-insect type of pests. So the software that we use is called Lucid. It was developed by the University of Queensland in Australia, and we've been working with them since about 2005. I would like to mention to your listeners that they don't need this software on their computers. So let me just tell you how a kind of a Lucid key would work for your listener. Let's say they have a specimen they want to identify. They can begin matching its characteristics, such as color, shape, or size, with the descriptions, the illustrations, and the photographs that the program displays. So the strength of this approach is that you don't always need to know the scientific terms of a specimen to help you make an identification. You essentially look at your specimen and look at the photographs and the images that are presented through the Lucid key.
So how have you harnessed that knowledge of your senior identification experts? How did they contribute to making this?
We work with both USDA experts and a good number of experts at universities and within each of the 50 states. Lucid is truly remarkable at capturing the process that these experts go through to make an identification, and it makes them input that process into that behind-the-scenes software that then the users can use online.
So what the user sees is a series of questions that get the user closer and closer to what this thing is that they're trying to identify.
That's correct, Tom. I'd like to give you an example. Let's say one of your listeners has a potential pest maybe on their citrus tree. If they go to the ID Tools website, they'll see a tool called Citrus Pests, and Citrus Pests includes a Lucid key. So they can open up the Lucid key, and they'll see a diversity of characteristics to help them narrow down the option of what that pest might be. And it will show them or ask them questions like body length, body shape, does it have wings, what color is the pest? The key offers many, many characteristics that will help the user narrow down to the species name of the specimen that they have.
We're speaking with Terrence Walters. He's an Identification Technology Program Coordinator with USDA, and we're talking about the new program to help people identify insects, diseases, and the like. Is this also something that you expect people to take on their mobile phones and iPads when they go out?
Emily, that question could not have come at a better time. Just this week, we released 8 Lucid mobile key apps. Now, these 8 are for Android smartphones and Android tablets, so they're available on the Google Play Store, and they're at no cost. We do plan on having the iOS versions of these same apps for the iPhone and the iPad sometime this fall. So just to update your listeners on what's available today, we've got, on the, at least on the Android side, we have some Lucid Mobile Key apps for citrus pests and citrus diseases. We have a palm pest app and a palm disease app. And for those interested in snails and slugs, we also have one available for that. So you can locate all of these on the Google Play Store, and you, all you do is have to type in the single word, Lucid Mobile.
I guess you have plenty of time to get done with the snail application. But it sounds like, though this is being deployed widely within the Animal, Plant, and Health Inspection Service, it sounds like the technology could be deployed in almost any domain of science or research. If you just have the right, the skeleton of the tool is there. All you have to do is fill in your particular domain.
That's true. Veterinary services have used it, and even the medical practitioners have used Lucid to help identify symptoms and diseases as well.
And do you have plans to expand this? I mean, what are the next things that you'll try to index?
Well, right now we've got approximately 35 tools on idtools.org. And we are usually working on about 5 to 10 new keys at any one time. So right now we're working on a really amazing key with the Florida Department of Agriculture on the pests on tomatoes and peppers.
Oh, wish you had done that a couple months ago.
But yeah, we'll have to be ready for next season. Sorry about that.
but I wanted to ask you, going back to your earlier point about the lack of knowledge or expertise in this field, why is that? Why is this something that is hard for basically one generation to pass on to another?
It really does come down to trying to get the excitement and the energy in students to move into the field of identifying pests. And there's a lot of students now in colleges that are looking at a lot of other alternatives than going into the maybe the natural sciences.
Well, that's too bad. Sounds like but you can't really replicate that knowledge even with a tool like this.
It's these tools can help make the transition as we try to fill that gap with students. And our team within the USDA working with a lot of undergraduates and graduates to try to encourage them to move into the field along with us.
Terrence Walters is the Identification Technology Program Coordinator at the Agriculture Department's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. We'll post this interview later this morning at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.